Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us for today's Appraisal Buzzcast. I'm Jim Morrison, and with me, as always, is our host, Hal Humphreys. Hey, Hal, how are you doing?
Hello, Jim. How are you today?
I'm absolutely fabulous. We have we actually have a darkness coming up from the eclipse. We're recording it now, but it'll come out later. But we have a really exciting, earth-shattering guest today, Kelly David. She's the new president of the Appraisal Foundation. Kelly, let me bring you in.
Hello. How are you, Jim and Hal?
Fantastic. Kelly, how are you?
I just don't know how to compete with the darkness of the eclipse. We'll try to bring a little light into this day.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes I'm just walking around in the darkness of the eclipse.
It's a rare occurrence.
Yeah. So, Kelly, I cannot thank you enough for taking the time to be with us today. I know you're incredibly busy. Now, do we refer to you as the incoming president? Are you the president now of the Appraisal Foundation? How does that work?
I've been the president since March 31st. So, yeah, I'm the president now.
That's so exciting. I'm so happy for you. And I got to be honest with you, I'm really happy for the appraisal industry. I think you're going to do a great job. Tell us about your background in this industry and what brought you to the spot where you are now the president of the Appraisal Foundation.
Well, Hal, it's just a treasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me today. And to all your listeners, thanks for joining us. It's really important for everyone's voices to be heard. So my professional journey has been extraordinary. I grew up in rural Ohio, and I'll tell you, it's been far more than I could have ever imagined growing up. But I'll start with 99. In 1999, I was serving in my second term in a countywide elected office here in Ohio when I was asked to join the administration of then Ohio Governor Bob Taft. I was like, whoa, me in a governor's office, I don't know about that, but I did it. Took the adventure. First, I was working directly in his executive offices, and then he asked me to lead his signature statewide reading program, Ohio Reads, which I did so for a few couple more years after that. But then in 2005, he appointed me as superintendent for the Ohio Division of Real Estate and Professional Licensing. I didn't know much about appraising then, but it opened my eyes to the wonderful world of valuation. The Ohio program at that time was on the ASC's watch list for failing to meet the requirements of Title 11 and the ASC policy. So we were in trouble. I thought, oh, you probably say that to all the states. And the policy manager says, no, really, Kelly, you're one of seven. So really smart, really passionate appraisers came together and helped us put together a team and train them to tackle the issues. And the subcommittee and its policy managers were so helpful. They helped us understand the criteria requirements and what our responsibilities were in running the program. So it was a perfect coming together of all the stakeholders to turn around a program that was not only failing to meet federal requirements, it truly was failing Ohio's professional appraisers.
Right.
And through that process, Hal, I quickly became hooked on the profession. I found that appraisers are intellectually curious, impartial truth seekers, and problem solvers who really do power the world's economic engine. So we righted Ohio's ship, and then our efforts were noticed. We could not stay under the radar much longer. And I was invited to provide testimony at an AQB hearing on the future criteria changes they were contemplating. And following that testimony, I was encouraged to apply for the foundation's Board of Trustees. So I kept that thought in the back of my mind. And after I left the state in 2011, I went through the interview process and I was chosen as a trustee with a term that started in 2012. I served in that capacity for about a year and a half. And then I resigned as a trustee to come on staff because they needed a little help with their strategic plan and all the activities that were aligned with it. So the following decade with the foundation and the interaction with appraisers and valuation stakeholders and everything within the appraisal ecosystem further solidified my support for this wonderful profession and those who give it their all. So when Dave announced his retirement and the opportunity opened to apply to become the foundation's next president, I was pretty excited and humbled to submit my application and went through more than 8 hours of interviews and presentations that ultimately led to my appointment. It was quite the journey.
That is quite the journey. And you know, the funny thing is, I think a lot of people don't really know your background. They don't know Dave Bunton's background. They don't know anybody's background of the foundation to speak of. So I think it's really important to get it out there that you're not just some Johnny come lately to the business. You've been in and around the regulatory space for quite some time. And that, I think that's a good thing. Let's do this. I'm going to take a real quick break. We're going to hear from one of our commercial sponsors and we'll be right back.
LIA Administrators and Insurance Services, serving valuation professionals since 1978. We provide E&O insurance with a commitment to superior customer service, outstanding liability education, and unmatched claim defense, benefiting over 10,000 real estate professionals nationwide. Explore our exclusive appraiser liability education by Peter Christensen and cost-effective seminars designed to foster your growth. Our underwriters, with an average of 26 years of experience each, are dedicated to supporting appraisers. Visit liability.com to discover how LIA can safeguard your business.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Appraisal Buzz. I'm Hal Humphreys, your host, and I'm absolutely tickled to tell you that I'm joined today by Kelly Davids, the new president of the Appraisal Foundation. Kelly, we heard kind of your background in the last segment. You've got a new role. You've got a lot of weight on your shoulders. You have an opportunity to influence real estate valuation going forward. What is your vision for the future of the industry, and how will the Appraisal Foundation be leading the charge in this?
Oh, how great questions. You know, if you've listened to me at all before, you'll know I am an unabashed champion of the appraisal profession and the appraiser regulatory system. People call it unique, people call it unusual, but I find it's a wonderful system that by design promotes collaboration, cooperation, and a true understanding of different perspectives. So my vision for the foundation aligns with our long-term strategic plan called Vision 2030, and it centers on a future for the profession of unity and growth. And in that vision, the foundation uses its role to harness the brilliance of partners, affiliates, and all those who are interested in valuation to be innovative, forward-looking, and united for our common purpose of public trust in valuation. The time for needless divisiveness is over, as all within the appraisal ecosystem work together to solve pressing issues. And this is a future where there is a pause in the vitriol, and the passions and energies that people have for the profession are instead harnessed to build a future where there is peace, stability, and trust in the appraisal profession, where collaboration isn't something unusual, it's the norm. And there is a positive pressure that exists to support innovation, not chaos. And the foundation and the profession, including all the disciplines that are part of it, real property, personal property, business valuation, and mass appraisal, are known for being inclusive. And the data backs that up. Together, we've worked diligently to not just profess that the doors are unlocked for all, but we have opened those doors and we have welcomed in everyone who wants to join, helping them find their why in this great profession. And collaborating with federal and state regulators, we have helped to build the tools they need to enforce the uniform standards and qualification criteria. And better yet, we have worked hand in hand with our partners on education for appraiser professionals to help them put on the full shield of protection that following USPAP provides.
I love it. I have a sense that wasn't extemporaneous.
I'll tell you what, I'm so focused on what we really have to do together that I don't want to miss anything. So
I hear you. You know, a couple things. So an end to an era of vitriol, I think my response to that would be, I love to hear that. I think it's a fantastic thing to say. And I would also say I worked with a lawyer out in Texas years ago, and he was real fond of saying, Hal, hope springs eternal. I don't know if we end the vitriol or if it stops, but I think with new leadership and the way the foundation is working to acknowledge that real estate appraisers are necessary to this process of keeping the lending engine working, I think there is hope. And I'm excited about that.
Hal, I'll tell you what, they're not only necessary, real estate appraisers are critical to not only the health of this country, but the health of the world. We know we drive the economic engine. We know that that value underlying collateral for the value of everything is so important. And you have to have that analytical curiosity, scientific and artistic approach to valuation. And that's what makes me very excited about serving this wonderful profession.
I love it. And to those out there in the appraisal space who are terrified right now that they're going to be eliminated, they're going to be shut out of the process, Fannie Mae's trying to kill us, Freddie Mac's trying to kill us, AMC's are trying to kill us, what would you say to them?
I say that we need to sit down with Fannie Mae. We need to sit down with Freddie Mac. We need to sit down with the AMCs or others that we fear, and we need to face those fears head on and together, because in this appraisal ecosystem, we all need each other. You know, I spent a lot of time watching my dad fixing antique cars in the garage when I was growing up. And it wasn't just the carburetor, it wasn't just the distributor that made that engine run. It was everything working together. And you had to have all the pieces and parts lined up. If you took out just one, you'd get the sputter, 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 or it died on the side of the road. So we have to work together to build this engine into something dynamic and much more dynamic than it is right now. And we've got it. The parts just all have to work together well.
Well, I think the key thing there is we've got it. The parts are there. Look, with technology, and I know in the appraisal space, the word technology alone has taken on this kind of bad connotation. But look, we can leverage technology to do so much more today than we could even 2 years ago. And my God, 30 years ago, when one of my mentors said to me, "Oh, Hal, you can't use a digital camera. That will never work in the appraisal space. It's too easy to fake an image. You have to use film." Nobody uses film cameras except for art projects anymore. So, right. You know, the technology moves at a quickening pace. And I think there's some terrifying parts about it. Some really exciting parts about that. I'm tickled that you're here. I'm tickled that you're in the seat that you're in. I look forward to your leadership at the Appraisal Foundation. Let me do this. I'm going to take a real quick break and hear from one of our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Need a profitable PDC solution for your clients? Jaro's appraisal management software makes the process faster and easier. With Jaro, you can order standard appraisals, inspections, and hybrids, all on one seamless platform. The software also gives you everything you need to manage new vendors by taking care of background checks and letting you shop from a pre-vetted panel of inspectors with a wide range of credentials. Get started with Jaro today at tryjaro, that's tryjaro.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Appraisal Buzz. I'm Hal Humphreys, your host, and I'm joined today by Kelly Davids, the new president of the Appraisal Foundation. Kelly, thank you again for taking the time to be here. Look, the Appraisal Foundation is by some appraisers' counts like this almost unknowable entity up there that kind of tells everybody what to do and what not to do. One of my favorite things about dealing with the Appraisal Foundation, and I'm just going to go ahead and say a name, Lisa Damaris. She is a shining example of how the foundation works for appraisers. If an appraiser has a question about a very specific point of USPAP or qualifications, they can email Lisa Damaris and get an answer just like that. So look, if our listeners would like to get involved, if they want to find out more about the Appraisal Foundation and some of the things you guys have coming up in the near future, how do they do that?
Hal, thank you. And thank you so much for that shout out to Lisa. She is phenomenal. I will tell you, it's not a Lisa bot that's answering those questions. It's our true Lisa, and she is just so engaging and really loves this profession and love supporting appraisers. So thank you for that shout out. She makes my life a joy every day. So first, before we talk about how you can get involved with the foundation, I want to define the foundation for your listeners. It's not an individual. It's not the president or a former president. It's not the 14-member staff. It's not the 39 folks who serve on our three boards, or the 15 partners, or the 110 plus organizations that are members of our Industry Advisory Council, TAFEC, or CARE. But the foundation is the appraisal ecosystem at large. It's all of those folks and all stakeholders coming together for the common purpose of building trust and valuation. That's what it was in 1987 when we first came together, and that's how it remains today. So when we're talking about the work of the foundation, we're talking about the work of a whole lot of people, but there's room for more to be involved. And right now I see the appraisal profession, like many professions, at an inflection point. We're finding our way as new technology brings opportunities and risks, as users of appraisal services want different types of products, and as we find new ways for folks to enter the profession. And as our heightened understanding makes us all dig deep in reflection, analysis, and a positive response. So with all of that as a backdrop, I want you to tell you there's enormous work to do. And there are so many ways to be involved. You can be on one of our councils. You can comment on exposure drafts and discussion drafts. Your comments matter. Every single comment is read by our boards. Put your ideas into our suggestion box on the website. They'll get read as well. Apply for board seats. Train or at least encourage the next generation, including reaching new communities. I mean, this reaching into communities about the exciting, noble, satisfying, lucrative career in appraising that they are welcome to join is an amazing use of your time. You know, work to build and support the appraisal subcommittee funded practicums in your state, or get one started, or become a supervisor and train the future, or support the innovative and door-opening Perea programs through service as a Perea mentor, or through sponsoring an aspiring appraiser through their journey. You know, everyone can use a hand up. Sponsor and support the Appraiser Diversity Initiative. Truly get involved in encouraging the next generation. Commit to collaborate. Be open to new thoughts and ideas. You know, commit to being that adult in the room that can have a discussion, differing opinions in a respectful and thoughtful way. Turn that passion of naysayers into a force for good, because if we take a breath and take the time to listen to one another and truly understand one another, you don't have to agree with somebody who believes opposite of you, but try to have an understanding of where they're coming from, and pretty soon a path will come that you can both enter together.
I love that. You know, I had an occasion last week to put pen to paper in an article about appraiser superpowers, and I highlighted one appraiser who is known in social media circles for having a very strong opinion and no lack of willingness to share his opinion. But the thing that struck me about this guy is he does have a strong opinion. He's not in the least bit afraid to share it. But he will hear feedback and he will consider it. And I've actually watched this very intelligent, super smart appraiser come up with an opinion, get feedback, and openly say, wow, I was wrong about that. And here's who convinced me I was wrong. And that to me is what appraisers do day in and day out. We talk about geographic competency for appraisers. I'm appraising my hometown. You know the market. You know what's going on. But you have to be willing to, like, not just go in with that preconceived notion, which I know we're not supposed to do at all, but everybody does, right? You always have a preconceived notion. You have an idea, right? But you've got to be willing to analyze the information, consider it, and draw your conclusions. And I think that's one of the things about working with the foundation and your talk about unity and people coming together is shouting on Facebook doesn't do anybody any good. Responding to an exposure draft can have a real impact. It's not as much fun as shouting on Facebook, but it can have a real impact. So Kelly, thank you for sharing those tips. People can get involved with the foundation. If you had one thing you wanted to leave our listeners with leaving this interview, what would it be?
Oh, thank you. I wanted to say this so badly, but what makes me most excited and most confident in the future is that the appraisal profession has proven time and time again it can rise to any challenge. By setting aside differences and coming together in an open, transparent, using your analytical skill way, being inclusive and collaborative, I know, I'm confident 110% these intellectually curious problem solvers will develop the path forward. And that togetherness and collaboration will blaze an innovative and stable future for all within the appraisal ecosystem. Right now, Hal, I could not be more excited to be involved.
Well, I'm glad again to say that I'm glad you're in the spot you're in. I think you're the right person for the job. And anyone who says otherwise, just don't pay attention to them.
No, you pay attention. You listen and you learn. You find out why they say no.
Absolutely. Jim Morrison, do we have anything else we need to cover today?
No, I think we're going to save Kelly from the anonymous appraiser question this week. When she comes back to visit us again, we'll make sure that we've loaded up a couple. If anyone does have any anonymous appraiser questions, reach out to us at comments@appraisalbuzz.com. Kelly, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Hal. It's been a real pleasure.
Yes, ma'am. Well, if we don't have anything else, I'm Hal Humphreys. And for Jim Morrison and Kelly Davids, that is your Appraisal Buzz for this week.